Dr. Pinsky dictating the mail. I am in on Dennis Jackson. Dennis Jackson is a 59-year-old male who reports he injured his right hand at work on 1/5/21. Pretty fell coming out of the store and hit a parked car in the lot. Pretty his hands were out in front of him. Appeared he was operating a pallet jack that hit the car at that time. Appeared as a result, he believes he injured his right hand, but did not go to the emergency room. Period. With further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a fracture of the pinky finger. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and has completed his course of active treatment. Period. He elaborates that his head hit the car as well. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Jackson alleged on 1/5/21, he slipped and fell on steps, injuring his right hand from the little finger down to the wrist. Period. Medical records show he was seen at Concentra on 1/7/21 by Dr. Butler. Period. He related he tripped coming out of a store and fell into a van. Period. He had pain to the right hand. Period. He also hit his forehead and had a little knot on it. Period. He had pain and swelling to the hand, especially about the fifth finger. Period. He also had numbness in the fourth and fifth digits as well. Period. He was off work the previous day and went back to work today when he was sent to Concentra. Period. He had a history of diabetes mellitus and some type of surgical leg repair. Period. Nurse practitioner Bennett, had him undergo x-rays of the hand that showed no significant radiologic findings. Period. She diagnosed accidental fall, common contusion of the right hand, common contusion of the head. Period. He was started on ibuprofen and to apply hot and cold compresses. Period. A wrist brace without the thumb was supplied. Period. He was placed on modified activities. Period. He followed up with their providers over the next few weeks but remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph. A CAT scan of the right hand was done on 1/26/21 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up on 2/5/21 when nurse practitioner Bennett reevaluated him. Period. He was approximately 75% of the way toward meeting the physical requirements of his job. Period. A Metrol dose pack was supplied. Period. The plan was to pursue additional occupational therapy. Period. New paragraph. On 2/12/21, he was seen by Dr. Butler. Period. He was going to therapy and working modified duty, taking only Tylenol for pain. Period. He was not having as much pain and had not been wearing the brace. Period. Dr. Butler diagnosed him with a contusion of the right hand. Period. He returned on 2/19/21. Stated he still had pain mainly in his pinky and ring finger. Period. He was using an outside therapist. Period. Exam found a normal appearance to the right wrist with no deformity. Period. Full range of motion and no tenderness to palpation. Period. Strength was normal. Period. There was swelling in the fourth and fifth fingers on the right hand. Period. His finger motion was associated with pain. Grip strength was normal on the right. period. Dr. Butler expressed healing is almost sufficient for the safe return to regular duty, but will require another recheck prior to discharge. Pretty was started on diclofenac gel. Period. On 2/26/21, he returned to Concentra and saw Dr. Agrawal, A-G-R-A-W-A-L. Period. He diagnosed sprain of the proximal to the phalangeal joint of the small finger. Period. He was close to being able to perform the physical requirements of his job. Period. He followed up with Dr. Agrawal through 3/5/21. When he was released from care, maximum medical improvement, period. Physical exam was unremarkable except for mild soft tissue swelling and tenderness at the 5th PIP radio ligament, period. New paragraph. He then returned to Concentra. Scratch that. On 3/18/22, no, I scratched that. He returned to Concentra on 11/10/21, reporting a burning sensation in his right pinky finger into his wrist. Period. Topical pain relief aids slightly. Period. He stated over the past 3 months, he started to experience pain in the right small finger. Period. He had tripped coming out of the store and hit a van on 1/5/21. Period. He was examined and had x-rays. That preliminarily showed no significant radiologic findings. Period. He was splinted for a sprain of the proximal to the phalangeal joint. Period. They did note degenerative process of the right small finger at the PIP joint. Period. Mr. Jackson followed up through 11/17/21 when he was working light duty and had finished physical therapy. Period. Related since his injury, his symptoms had worsened. Period. Ms. Bennett noted CAT scan and current x-ray results of the right hand show there were no significant findings that would indicate injury severity. Period. There are no new reported exacerbating injuries. Period. He believed his finger had a deformity and was advised there are no subluxations or other evidence of deformity on any study. Period. He was then referred for specialist consultation. Period. In that regard, he was seen on 3/18/22 by Dr. Smith. Period. He rendered diagnoses of pain in the right finger, comma, cubital tunnel syndrome, comma, and complete tear of the radial collateral ligament of the proximal and the phalangeal joint. Period. He was referred for occupational therapy. Period. He also had underlying arthritic change and likely chronic radial collateral ligament injury without instability. Period. He was then referred for an EMG. Period. This was done by Dr. Rosenberg on 5/23/22 to be inserted here. Period. He returned to Dr. Smith and he reviewed the x-rays and the CAT scan from 1/26/21 that demonstrated no acute fracture or dislocation. Here there was no significant malalignment of the small finger, PIP or DIP joints. Period. On 9/16/22, he saw Dr. Smith again to review the EMG results. Period. It demonstrated borderline changes at Guyon's canal as well as the carpal tunnel. Period. He responded excellently to conservative care for both his small finger, chronic radial collateral ligament, and PIP joint arthritis, as well as his burning pain in the hands. Period. It had been 1 month since he noticed any burning or numbness in his hands and was able to make a much better fist on exam. Period. He is very happy with his second round of therapy. Period. He was advised to continue home therapy exercises. Period. Cortisone injection was not instilled. Period. He explained his underlying diabetes was likely a component of peripheral and likely a component of peripheral neuropathy, may be playing a role in his overall symptoms. However, these were well controlled currently. Period. In paragraph, he had a neurologic evaluation by Dr. Sharitz on 5/31/22. Period. Noted, the petitioner was seen in Bertram Emergency Room on 10/20/21 and had a head CT. Period of brain MRI was done on 11/11/21. Period of the report was that of a pre-existing history of right frontal encephalomalacia. Period Mr. Jackson could not identify any specific event which may have produced this. Period there were no so-called acute changes. Period. His visit with Dr. Sharitz was based upon a history of an event of 10/18/21. Period. He had assisted the driver unloading a pallet estimated at approximately 6 feet high from the truck to the parking lot of the store to begin unpacking and distribution. Period. While removing the shrink wrap in a top-to-bottom fashion, he was leaning forward when reportedly one of the boxes fell approximately 4 feet, striking him in the left frontal parietal region of the head. But he was not required to wear a hard hat. But he was dazed and seeing proverbial stars, but there was no loss of consciousness. Contact seizure, or fall. But he braced himself against an adjacent car. But he estimated the weight of the box between 30 and 40 pounds. There were no lacerations or subjective dental fractures. Period's glasses became dislodged, but did not break. Period. He had then been seen at Concentra on 10/19/21 and at the emergency room on 10/20/21. Period. He had the brain MRI on 11/11/21 and followed up at Concentra through 12/6/21. Period. Dr. Sharitz noted a history of a motor vehicle accident in 1985. That was a motorcycle accident and a work-related injury remote regarding the low back. Period. There were no details available. Reading reference to the 2011 and 2014 CAT scans. Period. Neurologic exam today was unremarkable for any objective findings, such as cervical spasm, comma, radiculopathy, comma, or occipital neuritis. Period. He concluded Mr. Jackson had reached maximum medical improvement with regard to the mild concussion. Period. He sustained no permanent neurologic injury nor disability, nor did he require associated treatment. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal until there was mild tenderness, palpation, but the right small finger MCP and proximal interphalangeal joints, but there was none on the left. For the rest of that section is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows normal. Cervical normal. With jammer hand dynamometry, he demonstrated good effort with adequate amplitudes bilaterally. Period. Impressions on 5/21. Dennis Jackson lost his footing and fell forward with his hand out to protect himself against the van. Pretty also hit his head on the van but did not experience loss of consciousness. Pretty was seen 2 days later at Concentra. Period. He was diagnosed with a contusion and initiated on conservative care. Period. On 1/26/21, he had a CAT scan of the right hand. And 11/10/21, x-rays of the right hand, both to be inserted here. Period. He improved and then had a gap in treatment of about 6 months when he returned to Concentra on 11/17/21. But he was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Smith. Period. EMG was done. Period. Dr. Sharitz found he had a mild concussion that should fully resolve. Period. Dr. Smith saw him through 9/16/22 and offered opinions relative to underlying arthritis and diabetes mellitus that could possibly be the cause of his symptoms. Period. In a paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Jackson's right wrist, hand, and little finger were unrevealing. Period. There was mild tenderness to palpation about the small finger, but provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the right small finger or statutory right hand. Period. He has been able to return to his former full duty capacity with the insured. Period. Overall, he reports his symptoms are better now than when they first began. Pretty enjoys fishing as a hobby, which is another activity necessitating extensive dexterity and strength in his dominant right hand. Period. End.